Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 22, Text Number 10 and 11.
Ittham sanischita pitamaho mahan agadabodha bhavata pada padmam dhruvam prapede yah akuto bhayam janad Bhita Swapaksha Kshnapaya Sattam.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My grandfather, the best of all men, who achieved unlimited knowledge and was worshipable for everyone, was afraid of common men in this world. Being fully convinced of the substantial effort by the shelter at your lotus feet, he took shelter of your lotus feet against the will of his father and demonic friends who were killed by your own self. There is no purport, so we will go on to the another verse.
Athapya devatma ripostavankitam daivena nihita prasavam tyajit sriha idam kritanta tikavarti jivitam Yayadruvam stabdamatirna buddhyate.
Translation. Only by the providence have I been forcefully brought under your lotus feet and deprived of all my opulence. Because of the illusion created by temporary opulence, people in general who live under the material condition facing accidental death at every moment do not understand that this life is temporary. Only by providence have been saved from that condition.
Purport. Bali Maharaj appreciated the action of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although all the members of demonic families except Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj considered Vishnu their eternal traditional enemy. As described by Bali Maharaj, Lord Vishnu was actually not enemy of the family, but the best friend of the family. The principle of this friendship has already been stated. Yasyaham anugrahanami harishyatad dhanam shaner. The Lord bestows special favors upon His devotees by taking away all His material opulences. Bali Maharaj appreciated this behavior by the Lord. Therefore, he said, Daivena nihita prasavam tyajitta shriyah. It is to bring me to the right platform of eternal life that you have put me into these circumstances. Actually, everyone fears the so-called society, friendship and love for which he works so hard all day and night. As indicated by Bali Maharaj by the words Janad Bhitaha, every devotee in Krishna consciousness should always be afraid of the common man engaged in pursuing material prosperity. Such a person is described as Pramatha, a madman chasing the will-o-wisp. Such men do not know that after hard struggle for life, one must change his body. With no certainty of what kind of body he will receive next, those who are completely established in Krishna conscious philosophy and who therefore understand the aim of life will never take to the activities of materialistic dog race. But if a sincere devotee, however, falls down, the Lord corrects him and saves him from gliding down to the darkest region of the hell. Adhanta govir vishadam tamishram punah punah charvita charvananam. The materialistic way of life is nothing but the repeated chewing of what which has already been chewed. Although there is no profit in such life, people are enamored for it because of uncontrolled senses. Nunam pramatha kurute vikarma. Because of uncontrolled senses, people fully engaged in sinful activities by which they get a body full of suffering. Bali Maharaj appreciated how the Lord has saved him from such a bewildered life of ignorance. He therefore said that his intelligence has been stunned. Sthabda matirna buddhyate. He could not understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead favors his devotees by forcefully stopping their materialistic activities.
Krishna. So this episode where first, I would like to take blessings of His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu and all Vaishnavas here so they can speak
on this today very auspicious day. Today is Srivas Thakur's disappearance day. So first we will speak little bit about the purport. Where here Bali Maharaj is surrendering his life in this chapter, and where he is offering his prayers to the Supreme Lord Vamandev. And then he is now understanding that how Lord has been very merciful to him, and he has taken all his opulences, and whatever he had, everything Lord took away. And as here is, he is saying that that only by the providence I have been forcefully brought under your lotus feet and deprived of all my opulences. So here Vamandev, or the Supreme Lord, has forcefully brought Bali Maharaj at his lotus feet. As in Sanatan Shiksha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu states that how Krishna is so eager to deliver his devotees. If sometimes the devotee falls in material existence, so what Krishna says, Krishna kahe ama bhaje mage vishesuk amrut chhadi vish mage e bodo murk ami vigya vishekene dibo swacharanamrut dibo vishai bhulaibo. So Krishna is saying that this devotee, he is worshipping me, ama bhaje mage vishesuk, but what in return, what he is asking is some poison. It's a pot of poison. So sense gratification is compared to a pot of poison. And amrita chhadi vish mage e bado murk. The holy name, past tense of Krishna, the association with Krishna is filled with nectar. And a person gives up that for sense gratification. So Krishna says him, he is a biggest fool number one, e bado murk. But Krishna says, ami vigya. But I have intelligence. I am not fool like all these conditioned living entities. Vishay kene divo. Why will I give them sense gratification? So charanamrit divo vishay bhulaibo. I will give them my charanamrit, the nectar of my lotus feet. And by attaining that, they will forget all the sense gratification, the attraction for sense gratification. They will forget it. So that is what the Lord wants. But unfortunately, a conditioned soul always hankers for sense gratification. Wherever he goes, he wants sense gratification. Any higher authority he approaches, the motive behind that is sense gratification. He wants his himself to be benefited some or other way. So it is a natural tendency of a conditioned living entity that when he approaches Supreme Lord also, so he asks some material sense gratification, material benefit. But Krishna or Supreme Lord is so, he becomes very sad when he sees that the living entity wants sense gratification and wants to engage and rot in this material world. Because the more we are attached to sense gratification, then more we have to rot in this material world, take different kinds of bodies and suffer here. So the Supreme Lord is so merciful that he can't tolerate the sufferings of the living entity. So that's why every time in Bhagavad Gita also we see, he says that paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So in each and every millennium, the Supreme Lord comes, and only purpose, his aim is to deliver the fallen souls. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in his song, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. He says, Tumare loito ami hoinu avatar, ami bina bandhuar ki achi tumar. So he's saying that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that for all the conditioned living entities, he has especially descended. Tumare loito ami. And who is the best well-wisher? The Supreme Lord himself is the best well-wisher. And so, when he comes, what he expects? People generally go to the Lord and want more opulence, more facilities in this world. or whatever the anxiety they have, they want Lord to remove that anxiety. But Lord says that this is such a insignificant desire the living entity has. Krishna is ready to give the Krishna Prem, the highest Purusharta, Pancham Purusharta, Krishna Prem. But the living entity asks for some flickering happiness. So he is saying that Enichi Aushadi Maya Nashivara Lagi Harinama Mahamantra Lautami Magi. So he is saying that I have come in this world, but I have not come empty handed. I have come with the holy name Golokhera Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan. So it is the, because Krishna wants that we should be all be liberated from our suffering, so only solution is the holy name. So in one bhajan, it is said that Tritap Jwala Judaite, to remove this Tritap Jwala, Ami Kono Upai Herini. Ami Kono Upai Heri means a poet is saying that I don't see any other solution to remove this Tritap Jwala, that is threefold miseries, Adi Devik, Adi Bhautik, Adi Atma Klesh, other than the chanting of the holy name. So only the chanting of the holy name can mitigate all our sufferings, can remove all our sufferings. So if we go on increasing our material opulence, material sense gratification, that is in fact a curse. Like there is a short story. Once Narad Muni wanted Krishna to come to this earth and take a stroll, go here and there. So Narad Muni invites Krishna and they are roaming here and there, and then they finds one Brahmana who is performing big yajna. So Narad Muni says, Krishna, please come, we'll go to this Brahmana, let us see what he is doing. So this Brahmana was performing big yajnas, he had lot of hundreds of disciples. So this Brahmana welcomes Narad Muni and Krishna, and then he starts glorifying himself. Instead of glorifying Krishna, he says, I have performed hundreds of this yajna, hundreds of that yajna. I have given so much charity. I have so many disciples, this, that. And seeing the pride, Narad Muni becomes very disturbed. So Narad Muni says, Krishna is too proud. What you should do is that, you should curse him and take away all his opulence. But Krishna, what he does, he says that, let his opulence increase. Let him do more yajnas and let him have more disciples. Let him do more charity. So then Narad Muni doesn't understand why. Narad Muni says that, Krishna, I told you to curse him, but you are giving benediction. So Krishna doesn't say anything, he just laughs. And then again, they proceed forward. Then they come to one old woman's house, very old and very poor, hardly has something. But still this old woman who was a devotee, so immediately she welcomes Narad Muni and Krishna and whatever water and little bit whatever she has, she offers and humbly prays to Krishna. So this Narad Muni becomes very happy. He says, this old lady, she is so humble. And so Krishna, you should bless her, you should give opulence. See her state, she is so poor, and you should give some good wealth to her. So Krishna says that, let her cow disappear. So Narad Muni says that, the only one cow she had, and she was dependent on that cow. And you also disappeared that cow. You took away that cow. And then Krishna explained Narad Muni that actually to the Brahmana I gave curse. Because when a person, as Kunti Maharaj says, that Janma Ishwara Shuta Shrivir Edamana Madhapuman, when one has lot of opulence, Janma, good birth, Aishwarya, that is wealth, and good learning and beauty, bodily beauty, then one becomes very proud. And so this Brahmana, I have given him more opulence, so he'll become more proud. and he will go away from me. But this old woman, she was 99% dependent on me, but 1% she was dependent on that cow. So I took away her cow so that she can 100% dependent on myself. So that is what Krishna wants. As it is said, dharma sunishtita pumsa vishvaksena kathasa. Ahetuki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. So what Krishna wants is that unconditional and unmotivated devotional service, 100%. As our Gopinachandra Prabhu, he was explaining, yayatma suprasidati. So when we 100% surrender to Krishna, then yayatma suprasidati, then only a soul, a living entity, can be completely be satisfied. So that's why here we see that Lord performs so many wonderful activities. In case of Srila Prabhupada also, when he was, all his opulences was taken away because Krishna wanted him to preach in the West, that time also Prabhupada quotes this verse that yasyaham anugrahanami harishetad dhanam shanai. So Krishna takes away everything, and it's a great benediction, but foolishly a person who is attached to material things of this world, he doesn't understand that becoming a kinchan or becoming a beggar or losing all opulence is actually a benediction in this world. That's why Sudama Vipra, he voluntarily accepted poverty. So that's why whatever comes in our life, maybe poverty or opulence, it is all Krishna's mercy, and in both stage we should be equilibrium. We should be neutral. If we are in opulence, we should be neutral. We should think that it is Krishna's mercy, that Krishna, because of his mercy, I have so much opulence. But if Krishna takes away everything, if we don't have anything, then we should understand that Krishna is blessing me, so that if I had opulence, then I would have engaged in sense gratification. So Krishna doesn't want me to engage in sense gratification, so he has taken away all this opulence. So in this way, tatteno kampa sushimikshamano bhunjao evatma vritam vipakam hridvag vapurvir vidadan namaste jive to yo mukti padesa dayabhak. So a devotee who means feels that whatever miseries are coming in his life are because of his past karma, and in fact Krishna is giving less what he supposed to have. So Brahmaji says that person is actually, he is the real person who can achieve liberation. So in Bali Maharaj's case also, when Vamandev, he is telling Bali Maharaj that a Brahmana who is not satisfied with whatever he has, if his senses are uncontrolled, then he may gain the entire universe, he may be the king of the whole universe, he may have everything for sense gratification, but still he will not be satisfied if the person is has uncontrolled senses. So in this way, the Supreme Lord has purified Bali Maharaj by forcefully taking everything from him. So today I would like to speak on Srivas Thakur, because today is disappearance day of Srivas Thakur. So we'll narrate some pastimes of Srivas Thakur. So Srivas Thakur is one of the member of the Panchatattva. He is the head, he is the senapati of all the devotees. He represents all the devotees. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advait Gadadhar, Srivas, Adi Gaurav Bhakta Vrinda. So he is the leader of all the devotees. So Srivas Thakur, he appeared in Srihatta. He used to stay in Srihatta, and he had four brothers. That is, they were together four brothers actually: Srivas, Sriram, Sripati, Srinidhi. So they were four brothers, and Srivas Thakur is Narad Muni himself, and his younger brother Sriram is Parvata Muni. So Srivas Thakur was the elder brother among all the four brothers, and After some time, then they shifted to Navadvip, that is near the bank of Ganges. And then he used to associate with Advaita Acharya. He used to go to Advaita Acharya and hear Srimad Bhagavatam from him. And then because of association of Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya was connected to Jagannath Mishra, Chandrasekhar Acharya, they were all Vaishnavas. They used to come together and discuss Krishna Katha and do Sankirtan. So in this way, Srivas Thakur also became very close friends with Jagannath Mishra. So Advaita Acharya and Srivas Thakur, they used to always perform Sankirtan in their homes. They would loudly chant the holy name and would always think that they would see the fallen condition of the living entities, and they would always hanker that the Supreme Lord should come, descend and deliver the whole entire world. So they would chant and they would pray for Krishna. But unfortunately, the envious people, so they would blaspheme Srivas Thakur. They would say that he will put us in trouble because we are under Muslim rule, and if we chant loudly the holy name, so they will come and they will say the Srivas Thakur and his family, they will run away, but these Muslims will catch us and harass us. So instead of that, we have to put his house in Ganga. So they would blaspheme like this. But somehow they would continue, and they were very sad seeing the fallen state of the people. And ultimately their prayers came true. In the month of Falgun, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on full moon day, Lord Chaitanya appeared. That is 1486 Christian era. That is 1486, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, Srivas Thakur and Malini was the wife of Srivas Thakur. So they were like a very close friend of Sachimata. So they went with Advaita Acharya, and Advaita Acharya's wife was Sita Thakurani. So they used to regularly visit the house of Mahaprabhu, Jagannath Mishra. And when on the birth, they performed Abhishek ceremony and gave so many gifts. Malini, she gave so many gifts. So in this way, the Malini and Srivas Thakur, they would assist Sachimata in raising Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So afterwards, Srivas Thakur became so dear that it is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to appear in two ways, that is Avesh and Avirbhav. So Avesh means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to invest power in somebody, just like Nakul Brahmachari. He invested his power and he used to preach like Mahaprabhu. So like Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling South India, he would embrace people and make into pure devotees. Similarly, Nakul Brahmachari also had that power because Mahaprabhu had invested that power. That is called Avesh. And second, it is called Avirbhav. So Avirbhav means even Mahaprabhu is not present there, but when there are four places where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, it is said. The first is where Sachimata, she offers food to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit. Immediately Mahaprabhu appears there to take the offering. And the second place is where Nityananda Prabhu, he danced in ecstasy, just like in Panihati festival. Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri. He had taken already sannyas, and he had ordered Nityananda Prabhu to go to Bengal and preach. So that time at Panihati festival also, Nityananda Prabhu invoked Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya appeared there. And then the third place is where Raghav Pandit and Damayanti, they make their offering, they make their cooking. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present. And the fourth place is wherever our Srivas Thakur, he performs Sankirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears there. That is how he became very dear. But in the youth, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he exhibited his scholarly, so he used to defeat people. He had read all the scriptures and he used to have debate with them. So seeing that Srivas Thakur would become very unhappy, he would say that why Nimai Pandit is wasting his time in mundane scholarship. And sometimes he would give counseling. So he would say, why you are studying so much? And why you want to go and defeat people, show your scholarship, be proud? If all this education does not develop love for Krishna, then all this education is waste of time. So please don't waste your time. Become a devotee. Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastra Japastapa Apranasya Dehasya Lokanam Mandanam Lokaranjanam. So if a person Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya, if he doesn't have devotion to the Supreme Lord, all his jati, that is his caste, jati shastra, his learning in scriptures, japa, he is all chanting, and tapa, his austerity, are completely waste of time. They are like the ornaments on the dead body. Mandanam lokaranchanam. So that's why he was to counsel, Srivas Thakur would counsel Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, that to give up this scholarship and become devotee of Krishna. And then Nimai Pandit would laugh, and then he used to say, you pray for me, you, by your blessings I will become devotee. One day I will certainly become a devotee. So of course then afterwards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he goes to Gaya, and there he meets Ishwar Puri, and then his completely heart is converted and he becomes a great devotee. And when he comes back, he just speaks about Krishna and he goes into ecstasy. He behaves like a madman. So seeing this, Srivas Thakur becomes very happy. So everybody, Srivas Thakur sends news that Nimai Pandit has now become a devotee. But Sachi Mata would not understand what is going on, because she would see that he was always with his books, Nimai Pandit, going here and there and making scholarly presentation, defeating people. And now he is day and night calling out for Krishna, and sometimes weeping. And when he would weep, like it would be like Ganga and Jamuna flowing from his eyes. So she became very afraid seeing this condition, his ecstasy, whatever he would see, she could not understand. So she used to go to different people and tell them what has happened to Nimai Pandit. And they would give different, oh, he has got some disease, so he should be applied with Shiva ghee oil, and this oil, that oil, like that. And then Sachi Mata would do all this stuff, but still that disease would not go. So one day she went to Srivas Thakur and she asked that what has happened to my child, you know, he is behaving so different. Then Srivas Thakur explained her that actually your son has nothing, he is very nice, he has attained Krishna Prem. So that is his ecstasy. So also one day, next day also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, and Nimai Pandit comes and asks him that what has happened to me. He says, people say I have gone mad. What is your opinion about me? And then Srivas Thakur says that no, you are perfect. Actually, you have attained Krishna Prem. That is what is the goal of each and every human being. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pacified, and then he says that if you had told something else, then I would have drowned myself. I would have committed suicide. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slowly his ecstasy increased. He would behave like in Krishna Prem, intoxicated. So once Srivas Thakur was performing a Shraddha ceremony. So in Shraddha ceremony, they have to chant this Vishnu Sahasranam. So he was chanting Vishnu Sahasranam, and while chanting, the name of Narsingdev came. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this Narsingdev, he became completely, he went in ecstasy and started behaving like Narsingdev. taking a mace in his hand, he went outside and started in anger. He says, "I will kill all the demons and this that." And seeing his condition, everybody was so afraid that everybody ran. And then again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his external consciousness and came back to Shivas. And then he was repenting, "Oh, what I did! It is sinful to give trouble to other people. I went out and people were afraid of me and they ran away." But Srivas Thakur pacified him. No. Actually, whoever saw you got purified because you are the same Supreme, the same Narsingh Dev. So whoever took darshan, they actually got delivered from all sins. So in this way, he pacified. So what happened was many times the Muslims, because there was a Muslim ruler, so always these envious people would threaten them. These Muslims will come and kill us and destroy our town. So you should stop this Sankirtan. So always Srivas Thakur was in this fear. So one day he was sitting and chanting the Narsingh prayers because he was afraid. But that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and then he sat on the throne. He took out the Shaligram Shila and sat on the throne of Vishnu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then revealed himself as a Supreme Lord. And he told Srivas Thakur that you and Advaita Acharya, you prayed, and now I have come. I have fulfilled your prayers. Now you should not be afraid of anything. And without my permission, nobody can do anything. So in this way, Srivas Thakur was very happy that the Lord has appeared, and he offered beautiful prayers to him. As they were performing every day, every night, the kirtans, there was one person called Gopal Chapal. He was so envious. So what he used to always say that, he also wanted to enter, but he was not qualified, because in Shiva Sangan only the pure devotees, only the associates of Lord were allowed. So this Gopal Chapal, being envious of Srivas Thakur, so he put all the Durga paraphernalia in the door on the front side, all the paraphernalia for the worship of Durga. And in the morning when Srivas Thakur opened the house, he found all the paraphernalia which was used to worship Durga. So instead of Srivas Thakur, he went out and called all the respectable people of the town, and then he told them, "See what I am doing in the night. I am not a Vaishnava. I am actually a Durga worshipper. See, I have put all, these are all my paraphernalia." But these respectable people could understand that this is all done by some envious person. So they personally cleaned all that place. And in this way, Gopal Chapal, he offended Srivas Thakur. And immediately within 3 days, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Lord, he cannot tolerate the offense of a devotee. After 3 days, he was affected by leprosy. And then after a long time, he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that time. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't forgive him. He said, "You have offended my devotee, so you have to rot in the hell. Not only in this life you will be suffering, having this leprosy, and in next life you will go to hell and suffer because you have offended my devotee." But of course, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas, when he comes back to Kulia, that time he forgives all the offenses. So one day again, what happened is that Chan Kazi, he breaks the Murdang. That's why this Srivas Angan is called as Kholabhanga. Kholabhanga. So Khol means Murdanga. In fact, we say Murdang, but in Bengal, if you say Murdang, nobody will understand. So this mridang is called Shri Khol. Shri Khol. So real name for that mridang. So mridangam is actually, and all, why we say mridang? Because this is made up of mud. That's why it is called mridang. But actual name for this mridang is Shri Khol. So Khol of Hanga means the Kazi had broken that Khol, and that's why Srivas Thakur was very, very again fearful. So that time again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he said that you don't be afraid, nobody can touch you, because I am the Supreme Lord, and by my mercy only he has become king, or he has that position. And if you don't believe in this, so you see what I do. Let this Kazi bring all his soldiers, all his horses, all everything, and tell them to cry, chant the holy name and cry in ecstasy. And this he will not able to do. But then I will tell them to chant the Krishna's name and they will cry. And if you want to see the sample, so there was Narayani, who was Srivas Thakur's niece. Then he started saying to this niece that, Narayani, chant the holy name, chant Hare Krishna. So Narayani was the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. At that time she was only 4 years old. She was a small girl. And she started chanting Krishna, and she could not contain the ecstasy. She started dancing, tears started flowing from her eyes, and that is how she got mercy. So in this way, Mahaprabhu blessed Narayani also, Srivas Thakur niece. And one day he performed his most beautiful Leela, that is Mahaprakash Leela, in the house of Srivas Thakur. So all the pastimes he would perform in the house of Srivas Thakur. So Mahaprabhu sat on the throne of Vishnu and told Srivas Thakur to bathe him with Ganges water. So Srivas Thakur arranged all the paraphernalia. They had big pots to bathe the Supreme Lord, and they started chanting Purusha Shukta and all. And then, as there was one servant called Dukhi, Srivas Thakur's servant, so she was arranging all the pots, and seeing her humble servant, humble service, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called this Dukhi and said, from now onwards she will be Sukhi. So he benedicted her. So so Mahaprabhu wanted to teach from this Leela that if we humbly serve as a servant of servant, then we get the attention of Krishna. But if we serve directly, then we may not get attention. And also then Mahaprabhu calls Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur says, come here. Do you remember that one day you had gone to the ashram of Devananda Pandit? So Devananda Pandit was a professional Bhagavatam reciter. And when Srivas Thakur was walking, so he saw the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he entered the ashram and he sat there to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he heard Srimad Bhagavatam, he went into ecstasy and started rolling. And the disciples could not understand, and they thought that this is creating disturbance in the katha. So they picked him up and put him on the road. And Srivas Thakur got a little offended. Like, he became very sad. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was is a Paramatma, he could know everything. So then he says to Srivas Thakur that actually that time I only empowered you. That just by hearing Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam, you develop that ecstasy, Krishna Prem within you. So Srivas Thakur was very happy. And of course we know later on Mahaprabhu chastises Devananda Pandit for offending Srivas Thakur. But he was telling, Mahaprabhu was telling, that this ecstasy what you have, that is because I empowered you. That is what Mahaprabhu was saying. And the most beautiful story I would like to narrate, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tests Srivas Thakur, he tests him, Srivas Thakur, for two times. So first was for Nityananda Prabhu, that I want to narrate it a little graphically from Chaitanya Bhagavat. So he says, Panditera Parikshaye Prabhu Vishwambhar He Audut Keno Rakhe Nirantar. So one day he wanted to test Srivas Thakur. E Audutare Keno Rakhe Nirantar. Audut means Nityananda Prabhu, because Nityananda Prabhu was always used to stay in the house of Srivas Thakur. And Nityananda Prabhu was always intoxicated, as it is, as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, that Premamatta Nityananda Kripa Avatar Uttama Dhamma Kichu Nakare Vichar. Just like an intoxicated person, he doesn't know what he is doing. So similarly, Nityananda Prabhu was always intoxicated with Krishna Prem. And just like, you know, the realization is that what is this joy, happiness? So, you know, before I used to see some the football match or cricket match like that, the sportsman. So suppose this football player, you know, he makes a goal, a very important goal, and you see the ecstasy, you see the happiness, and he is jumping here and there and crying out like that. So imagine, for just a little mundane happiness, he is jumping so much, and the Krishna Prem is thousands and thousand times more greater than this. So imagine what will be the situation of a person who is intoxicated with Krishna Prem. And that also, what to speak of Nityananda Prabhu, he is Balram himself, is. So how much he would be mad. He would sometimes ride on the crocodiles, sometimes do so many things, you know, completely. That's why he was called Avadhut. And then, that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is testing Srivas Thakur. E Avadhutara kena rakha nirantar, why are you keeping in the house? And sometimes he would be clothed, sometimes he would be naked. And sometimes, and in fact, he would sometimes eat, not eat. And Malini, the wife of Srivas Thakur, would personally feed him, just like a mother feeds a child, she would feed. So in this way, he would act so weird. And then he says that, Kona jati, kona kula, kichu nahi jani, paramo udara tumi, boli bo ami. He says, you are too magnanimous. You are keeping such a avadhut in your house. And kona jati, you don't know what is his caste. Kona kula, you don't know from what dynasty he has come. But you are very magnanimous. You have kept this person in your house. Apanara jati kula jadi raksha chao, tabe jhat e avduter guchao. He says, if you want to protect your caste, jati kul, if you want to protect your, you are from a Brahmin family, so you should protect your caste. So first thing you should do is that, send away this Nityananda from here. And then Srivas Thakur, he laughs, he says, Ishat hasiya bole Srivas Pandit, Amara Pariksha Prabhu Enahi Uchit. He says, you are actually testing me. This is not good. This is not fair. He says, Dine ke je toma bhaje se mora pran, Nityananda tora deha muhate praman. He says, even if a person who worships for even a single day, he worships you, he becomes my life and soul. I become his servant. And what to speak of Nityananda? Nityananda Prabhu's body and your body is non-different. Madira javane jadi Nityananda dhare, jati prana dhana jadi mora nashakure. So he says, even if Nityananda in one hand, he has a bottle of wine, Madira, and in one hand, Yavani, that is prostitute. And he destroys all my jati, my caste, my life, my wealth. Tathapi mora chitte nahi anyatha, satya satya tumare kahilun ekatha. He says, still my faith in Nityananda Prabhu will not be shaken. I will have full 100% faith and I will worship him. એ તો સુનિલ જદી શ્રીવાસ મુખે હુંકાર કરે આ પ્રભુ ઉઠે તાર બુકે.
સો સીઈંગ ધીસ હી કમ્પ્લીટલી વેન્ટ ઇન ટુ એક્સ્ટસી. ચેતન મહાપ્રભુ વેન્ટ ઇન ટુ એક્સ્ટસી એન્ડ સ્ટાર્ટેડ શાઉટિંગ લાઈક શ્રીવાસ શ્રીવાસ, શાઉટિંગ લાઈક અ લાયન.
પ્રભુ બોલે, કી બોલ્યું વો પંડિત શ્રીવાસ? વોટ યુ હેવ સેડ? નિત્યાનંદ પ્રતિ તોર એથો વિશ્વાસ?
હી સેઝ ધેટ યુ હેવ સો મચ ફેથ ઇન નિત્યાનંદ.
મોર ગોપ્ય નિત્યાનંદ જાનીલાન સે તુમી તુમ્હાર સંતુષ્ટ હોના વરદ દીબો આમી.
સો યુ હેવ અન્ડરસ્ટુડ દેટ હુ ઇઝ નિત્યાનંદ, બીકોઝ ટુ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ નિત્યાનંદ પ્રભુ ઇઝ વેરી વેરી ગોપ્ય, હી ઇઝ વેરી સિક્રેટ, બટ યુ હેવ અન્ડરસ્ટુડ.
તુમાર સંતુષ્ટ હોના વર દિય આમી,
બીકોઝ આઈ હેવ કમ્પ્લીટલી બી સેટિસ્ફાઈડ બાય યોર એટીટ્યુડ, બાય યોર ફેથ ઇન નિત્યાનંદ પ્રભુ.
હી સેઝ જદી લક્ષ્મી ભિક્ષા કરે નગરે નગરે તથાપિ દારિદ્ર તોર નાહિક ઘરે.
હી સેઝ ઇવન ઇફ લક્ષ્મી દેવી હેઝ ટુ બેગ ડોર ટુ ડોર, લક્ષ્મી ભિક્ષા કરે નગરે નગરે તબુ દારિદ્ર નાહિક તુમાર ઘરે. સો એવરી ટાઈમ વેન એવર I go for some DT welcoming, especially if there are Gaur Nithai DTs. So I quote this story. So these Gaur Nithai DTs are non-different from... So if you keep Nithyananda and Gaur Nithai at your house, then there is no... Like Srivas Thakur was keeping Nithyananda Prabhu and Gaur Nithai in their house. So he was not working. So that's why one day... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also tests for that. You know, this benediction he gives two times. He gives two time. So for the next he is testing Srivas Thakur, that Srivas Thakur, you are always with me chanting the holy name. You have such a big family to look after. So why don't you go and beg? Srivas Thakur, I don't feel like going outside begging like that. So he said, then at least take sannyas then. Because if you don't work, if you don't, you are not inspired to go out and beg, then how will you maintain your this big family? He said, whatever will come by providence, we will manage in that. So, no problem. Like that. So, then he said, no, you see people outside, they are working so hard to maintain their family, and you, morning, night, you are always chanting the holy name, you are with me and you don't do anything. So, how you maintain your family? So, if you don't want to maintain your family, take sannyas then. Then sannyasis don't have to work. Then Srivas Thakur, then he says, no, I am not going to take sannyas because sannyas is not for me. Then if you don't want to take sannyas, you don't want to beg, you don't want to work, then how will you maintain your family? Then Srivas Thakur claps for three times. So then he says that, what is this clapping of three times? He says that, the first clap is that the first meal time comes, and if we don't get whatever we want, roti, kapda, makan, whatever, so we will fast. And the second clap is also, second meal times comes and we don't get whatever we want, we will fast. But third time, if it doesn't come, Krishna doesn't provide, then I will tie a stone on my waist and drown myself. I'll commit suicide and drown myself in Ganges. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again goes in ecstasy, same like this. He says, Srivas, you have so much faith in Krishna that Krishna will provide you everything. Why you have to fast? He says, you will never have to fast. He says, a devotee never has to fast. Even if he says that Lakshmiji may be, you know, one day they may come that Lakshmi has to fast. Because of poverty, she has to go door to door. But a devotee will never have to fast. So that's why this is what is also, and the shloka is also quoted. Ananas chintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesham nitya bhuktanam yogakshema mahamyam. So either you have to take name. So Krishna says, you take my name, I will maintain you. Or you have to take name. Like chai or coffee or washing this, that. So without name, you cannot maintain yourself. So devotee is very shrewd. He takes Krishna's name and he is get maintained.
So in this way, this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu test Srivas Thakur. And because Srivas Thakur was a great devotee, he passed this test and he set an example for us. There is no need for worry, no anxiety. Maintenance will be done by... That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Amara palana bhara ekhono tumar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a big magistrate. He was so rich. But still he is praying to Krishna that you are my maintainer. Gopetra varnam tatha. Among the six sharanagati, this Gopetra varnam tatha means making Krishna as your guardian. That completely dependent on him for our maintenance. And in even his surrender was so great that he didn't bother like one because only the pure devotees were allowed in the Srivasangan, this Sankirtan. So once Srivas Thakur's mother-in-law was there and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am not feeling ecstasy. Somebody is there who is not to be there. So he searched out all the house and he found his mother-in-law and she caught his hair and just threw her out of the house. That was his surrender. So it is very rare, you know. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki jai. You know, catching the hair of the mother-in-law and throwing her out. But that was his surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only that, but later on it is described as the son of Srivas Thakur dies. And inside the house, the ladies are crying and Srivas Thakur comes to know and then immediately he goes inside and he says, why are you crying? The Supreme Lord is here. There is a big festival and our child has left our body. When the Supreme Lord is there within in our house, so when one who hears the chanting of the holy name and leaves his body, he attains Vaikuntha. He has attained his perfection. So you should not cry. And still, if you are not pacified by my talks, then if you disturb Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstasy, then I will commit suicide. I will drown myself in Ganges. So you should keep quiet. And after 9 or 10 hours, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu senses something. Something is wrong in this house. Something sad has happened in this house. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, what sad thing? Nothing. Everything is fine. When you are here, when Krishna's holy name is here, how can there be inauspicious thing happening here? Everything is auspicious. So he was not ready to reveal, but somehow other devotees, they tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that actually Srivas Thakur's son has passed away. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu literally begins to cry. He says, what a caliber, what a devotee he is. That even he does not care, his son is dead. But he's more worried about my ecstasy, or he's so much surrendered. And that time he says that, how can I leave such devotees? Because within few days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to take sannyas. So Mahaprabhu was weeping like anything because he didn't want to leave devotees like Srivas Thakur. Of course, then afterwards, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas, immediately Srivas Thakur shifts back to Srihatta. Like also Advaita Acharya, you know, his activities are also very transcendental. So before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, Advaita Acharya was staying in Navadvip. But once he appeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he went to Shantipur. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur, like, you cannot understand the activities of great souls like that. So anyway, so when after taking sannyas, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is roaming here and there. And as you know, thousands of people were after him after he, you know, katwa, he shaves his head. So that time, Advaita Acharya and all, they inspire all devotees that let us chant Jaya Sachinandana, Jaya Sachinandana. So everybody is chanting Jaya Sachinandana, Gaurang Nityananda, like that. And that offer, you know, really Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is embarrassed because he came as a devotee. So he didn't want himself to be glorified. So then he calls Srivas Thakur and he says, why people are chanting my name. Tell them to stop them. So then Srivas Thakur shows his hand like this. Then he says, Surajaise Uday Kare Chahite Lokaite Bhuchite Na Parite Che Tumara Charite. He says, now the sun has appeared and now he wants to hide. So I don't understand what kind of, he wanted to mean that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord himself, he is like sun, he has appeared, and how can he himself hide himself from the ordinary people? He has to reveal himself. So in this way, and one pastime is also there, like he slaps Harichandan. Harichandan was commander of Pratap Rudra. So Pratap Rudra wanted to see the dance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ratha Yatra, but Srivas Thakur was coming in between. So Harichandan tried to push Srivas Thakur. Because Srivas Thakur was in ecstasy, he didn't notice. He got disturbed and immediately he slapped and turned around and he slapped Harichandan. And Harichandan, because he was a Kshatriya, he was a commander, he became very angry. Somebody slapping a Kshatriya means becomes angry. But immediately Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he pacifies him. He said, you are very fortunate because you got a slap from Srivas Thakur. He is such a great devotee. So he becomes pacified. And also Srivas Thakur reveals himself as Narad Muni, because at a drama festival at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, everybody was. So the narration was done by Srivas Thakur. He becomes Narad Muni and he introduces all participants there, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he takes role of all different. He takes role of Durga, he takes role of Ganga Devi, he takes role of Rukmini, like that. And then last pastime, then we'll end, it's already time. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, what do you think of this Advaita Acharya, about his devotion? So Srivas Thakur says that Advaita Acharya's devotion is like that of Sukadeva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very angry. He says, what do you think? The Sukadeva Maharaj and they are like infant, and Advaita Acharya, his devotion is so vast, and he starts glorifying Advaita Acharya. And then Srivas Thakur becomes very happy for getting chastisement and hearing the glories of Advaita Acharya. So in this way, there are so many, the topic is so high, I am just a small fly, like how much I can fly. And we have heard from this is how much I can fly. Our Guru Maharaj, Ranna Swami Maharaj, he is like a Garuda, he can fly much higher in these pastimes. And even Anant Dev, he says that even one devotee of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, are so great, they can deliver the entire universe. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय. श्रीवास ठाकुर की जय.